It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Today is the first day of the 2020 legislative session here in Iowa. For the fourth session in a row, Republicans have control of the governor's office, the House, and the Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestarek is our state government reporter, and she's with us this morning to preview what to expect this session. Good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
First thing, Iowa recently became the only state that still permanently bans all people with felony convictions from voting unless they appeal to the governor. Governor Kim Reynolds proposed changing that last year with a constitutional amendment. What's going on with this now as we go into 2020?
The House passed the constitutional amendment last year, but the Senate did not. So Reynolds says she's continuing to lobby Senate Republicans, trying to get them on board and pass this constitutional amendment. There will be a lot of discussion about restrictions, because that's a big reason why Senate Republicans didn't want to pass it last year, is they thought that people who commit some of the most, or are convicted of some of the most violent crimes, should not get automatic rights restoration under this policy. Reynolds says that restoration applications pending as of early January will be processed before the caucuses, because there's been a backlog. And now the Secretary of State is completely rebuilding the very flawed felon voter database that we've been hearing about. So these are some other issues related to felon voting that the lawmakers might discuss this year.
It's another thing that's in the headlines a lot right now have been federal investigations of the state-run Glenwood and Woodward Centers for Iowans with Disabilities. There have been allegations of inadequate medical care and human experimentation. Are lawmakers planning any kind of response to this situation?
Republican leaders haven't given any specifics yet about what a response might look like this year. They said it's too soon to hold hearings on this in their oversight committees in the legislature. They're getting more information from the Department of Human Services as these federal and state investigations play out. But leaders have said that everyone in the legislature should be prepared to act on this at some point in the session. Democrats are calling for immediate oversight hearings, and they're pointing out that they asked for more oversight of these facilities last session when issues started to surface, but Republicans shut them down on that.
All right. Speaking of Democrats, they're in the minority here for the fourth straight year. Can they accomplish anything?
It's possible they can do some bipartisan work this year on improving child care access. That's something both parties agree is needed. And Republicans don't appear to be anywhere close yet to having a specific tax package worked out. But if they decide to raise the sales tax as part of IWIL, the Iowa's Water and Land Legacy, that would raise the sales tax for conservation and water quality. Democrats might have a role in that conversation if enough Republicans aren't on board. There's also been bipartisan work on trying to expand the medical cannabis program. And Democrats can continue to call attention to things they see as problematic, like issues with the Medicaid program. And then in the Senate, Democrats still hold enough seats to derail the governor's appointments to agencies.
All right. You bring up Medicaid, the program for low-income and disabled people. It's been the center of a big debate since private companies started managing it back in 2016. What are lawmakers going to do about it?
Right. So the state recently announced that it's withholding more than $40 million from one of the companies until it resolves payment issues. And providers are just still saying they're not getting paid on time. Governor Reynolds has said that she has some ideas for holding the insurance companies more accountable for paying providers on time. And another thing that's been in the news is the state auditor says his office couldn't really evaluate one aspect of the program because he says the data was just so bad that he couldn't figure out what was going on. Now, the governor and the Department of Human Services dispute that. But at this point, it's not clear if lawmakers will act on any of these issues, but it sounds like the governor will have some proposals.
And then tomorrow, Governor Kim Reynolds will give her condition of the state speech. Is she giving any kind of hints to what she's going to be talking about?
She has hinted that she'll continue to talk about addressing Iowa's workforce shortage, which has been a priority for her. She's expected to request funding again for her Future Ready Iowa programs and maybe putting forth a plan for improving childcare access as a part of workforce help. And she'll probably talk about Empower Rural Iowa, her initiative to help rural communities. She'll probably ask for more money for rural broadband, as well as maybe come up with a plan for funding the new children's mental health system. And I think she'll probably also talk about what she calls her second chance initiative, so felon voting rights and new proposals that she'll have for helping people who are leaving the criminal justice system sort of successfully reenter society and avoid returning to prison.
IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarek, thanks for your insight.
Thanks, Clay.